The future of your universe starts with family engineering with Praise Forwear. Praise Forwear is a global leader in family life innovation and a premium coach working with high net worth individuals across different continents. Fasten your seatbelts as we make your life better.
Welcome to Family Engineering with Praise Forwear. I am super excited to be back once again to be sharing with you. How are you doing and what has been happening with all of you? I am excited to read from you all the time about how the podcast has been helpful in helping you build a super relationship. Well, so far we have looked at the law of respect and acceptance as we continue our series on the four most important relationship rules. And today we look at that powerful, what we call in Africa, the big masquerade in the room, and that's called understanding. You see, your partner is a school that you must humble yourself to attend, or else you will lose out on how to better understand them and maximize them. When you hear the word understanding, what comes to your mind? Because oftentimes in a relationship, we all want to be heard, we all want to be understood, but we are unwilling to understand our partner. Now, the word understand is a combination of under plus stand, which when flipped becomes standing under. What this simply means is that without stooping to learn who people truly are, you will judge them from your narrow prison and lose out on how to get the best out of them. Now, how many times have you found yourself in a place that somebody told you something about someone and you acted based on what you were told? Self-fulfilling prophecy. How often have you been in a relationship that you don't even trust the person based on their antecedents without seeking to understand why they had the way they do? How often have you walked out on someone with anger problem, or someone who cannot sustain love or sustain a love relationship? How many times have you labeled people that you say, this person is just this, it can never change? You see, how much of people can you see when you stand shoulder to shoulder with them compared to when you stand under them to observe the totality of them? I am sure you know there's a lot more to learn when you become a student of your spouse as against when you seek to teach. Even with your children, we say that you cannot be a child's teacher unless you become their student. Truth is, you can't become the true leader if you're unwilling to become the servant of all. Fortunately, not many of us see the need for this, which is why we lose out on a good relationship and love becomes a drag, because no one is tracking, no one seems to know what is going on, no one seeks to go to the root of the matter. Every time there's a social media outrage on any matter, you know, there's so much outrage, people are shouting and screaming. I always ask, who is going to do the root cause analysis? Because if you don't get to the root, you may never find the real reason why what is happening is happening. It was Rumi who said, maybe you're searching among the branches for what only appears in the root. That is why I created a user's manual tool, which has assisted loads of couples maximize themselves. Because if you can't even clarify your life, how do you become a blessing or an asset to someone else? So the question is, how much of your spouse do you understand? You have heard people say, I understand you, I get you, but it's not totally true. They get you to the extent to which you fall in line within the box and the frame of reference that they have created of what they think right is, of what they think wrong is. Let something happen to you outside your own frame of reference, you will know whether they truly love you or not. Now, you see, understanding helps you to, one, gain clarity why people act the way they do. because they're often the product of the nurturing environment that engineered them. So what you made could have been a badly executed project that could have been world-class, while other times your sense of perception could have been the issue. I have seen people who have turned their lives around simply because they took responsibilities or someone took responsibilities for them. People are product of their upbringing, their environment, and their significant emotional experience. And oftentimes you don't want to know what people have been through, the pain, the damage that has been done to them. You see, understanding helps you master who you must become to get the best out of your partner. There is a way people want to be treated. And if you don't become the student, you may struggle to get through to them. Golden rule says treat people the way you want to be treated. Platinum rule says treat people the way they want to be treated. That if you don't stoop to understand how does your spouse want to be loved, how do they want to be corrected, how do they prefer communication, how do your children want what they want, if you are not interested in that, you become a bully who seeks to impose his will on others without thinking of what is in their best interest. See, understanding helps you work in their shoes so that they truly feel, you feel what they feel, and you feel what truly may make you switch from judgment chamber to empathy zone, where you understand that people are doing the best they can with what they know, and if they knew better, they will surely act better. A lot of us have issues and challenges with stepping into other people's shoes. You know, we treat ourselves with empathy. We treat others with judgment. The moment you begin to move from your world to their world, you will see through their lens what they are seeing when they did what they did. Understanding helps you avoid unnecessary conflict and either avoid them or create a win-win situation that allows you to relate without thinking they're wrong while you're right. Life is not always this or that. It's not always black or white, up and down, right and wrong. Life can be this and that, which means two people can see the same thing, see different things, and both of them are correct. Other people don't have to be wrong for you to be right. What that means is we call that level peace and progress, as against right and wrong. A lot of people have spent their lives within the two dimensions of length and breadth. Meanwhile, there's a third dimension, which is length times breadth times height, and the fourth dimension, length times breadth times height times time, and then you still have the fifth, the sixth, the seventh, till the 13th that dimension thereabout. Others don't have to be wrong for you to be right. We can all see the same situation differently, and we are both correct. So, what are the tips that can help you understand people? One, seek to study people to understand why and how they do what they do as against what they are doing. If you focus on words, what you will end up with is judgment and labeling. If you focus on how, you will activate your lens to see the patterns, how they do it. What do they do that leads to this? What triggers words? But if you also focus on why, it takes you to the root of the matter. We call it chunking down till you get to why they do what they do. Some of them have been damaged at age 2, age 3, and they're yet to heal. You might just be their last hope to finding love and finding, you know, tranquility within themselves. The next tip, number 2, create your own user's manual and intentionally figure out their own user's manual so that you better understand the rules of engagement. I cannot overemphasize the need for you to create your own user's manual. It's a document that clarifies your life, states what you like, what you don't like, your breaking point, your rules of engagement, what people are likely to misconstrue about you, your brand promise. It states how not to use you, what gets you upset, your deal breakers, your fantasies. I think that you should give that a shot. If you go on my website, you will find that in there. And if your spouse can have that, it helps you to know who they truly are, what they truly want, and how best to handle them. Number 3, you need to study people's personality chart, their love language, to maximize your relationship and avoid judgment, which can mess you up. Everyone has a language that they want to be loved with. We call it the love language code. They have the code that if you don't fix the password, you might not be able to solve their problem, or you might not be able to successfully get through to them. And everyone has got different personalities. People have the dominant personality, the complementary personality, the developing personality, or the undeveloped personality. You need to know the personality your spouse, we call it the meta programming, the personality your spouse belongs to, so that most of the time what you consider to be wrong is because you're seeing it through the prism of your own personality, that if you step into their world, you realize that they are just acting to type based on who they are. Number four, practice the platinum rule, which says you must treat people the way they want to be treated, as against the way you assume you should treat them. It's not out of place to ask, how would you want me to correct you? How would you want me to handle you? How do you want to be loved? How do you want to have sex? What do you prefer? You need to ask. I always say to couples who are married, the sex is like a three-course meal. It starts with the order placement. You don't just serve what you want to serve. You serve what the person placing the order deserves, our orders. And when you bring it, there's a way to serve it and there's a way to take feedback. And lastly, always ask the question, how would you want me to relate with you? Or what would you want me to do? If you ask these questions consistently, you will better understand your spouse. If I go back to how I started, your spouse is a skull that you need to humble yourself to attend. Are you willing to gain admission into that skull to better understand them, as against focusing on what they're not doing rightly? I know you're saying to me, Praise, this is hard. Yes, it's very hard, but it's made easy based on the meaning you give to what they're doing. If you look at their bad behavior and it becomes the narrative that your spouse has suffered an emotional spinal cord injury, which means they are in a wheelchair of relationship, would you tell them to come jogging? It means there are things they can't give yet till you figure out what needs to be done. And so narrative management solves that problem for you. I hope this has been helpful today. When we come back next week, we will finish this series. Trust me, you have all it takes to make your relationship work. I celebrate you, and I want you to know that your life is going to work. Relationship can be mastered, and I'm too sure you will master it so well. Have a fantastic day. This is Family Engineering with Praise for War Web. Bye-bye.
Thanks for enjoying Family Engineering with Praise as we re-engineer a world that is fit for all. For more inquiries, kindly visit our website www.praisefulwaredtech.com or send us a mail podcast@iampraisefulware.com or visit our stores www.iampraisefulware.com. You can also call us on +1 817 881 8696, +1 780 246 7955, +447 960 813430, or +2 34 810 857 1139.